You are Locked On Balls, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Good Friday, everybody, and welcome into Locked On Vols, your team every day. We have reached the end point of the week, guys. Congratulations. 5 hard days. Well, if you guys are listening to this early on a Friday morning, then 4 hard days of work, one more to go. But the weekend is upon us. The sun is out shining. It's felt fantastic here in East Tennessee the past couple of days. So congratulations to that. And looking forward to getting into the weekend. But first, before we do that, let's have a nice Friday edition of Locked On Vols. It's your team every day. I'm your host, Derek Kane, at underscore Kaner on Twitter, at Locked On Vols. Hope you guys have been enjoying the social media content at Locked On Vols this week. I've been trying to turn that pressure up a little bit with some neat little graphics. Shout out Goose Manning to some nice little audio pictures and whatnot. And so if you like that, throw a little retweet, throw a little like, I would appreciate it. Today's show, we are going to discuss an interview that Tennessee head football coach Josh Heupel did with Jim Rome. He went on the Jim Rome show Thursday and spent about 20-ish minutes or so talking with the Radio Hall of Famer. And going to play a couple of his clips about what he had to say about the state of the Tennessee football program and kind of where it's going right now, and kind of discuss that. So in segments number 1 and 2, really going to be dissecting Josh Heupel's comments on Thursday's edition of the Jim Rome Show. In segment number 3, Ty Simpson. We previewed it a little bit last week when we thought that announcement was coming last Friday. He ended up pushing it to today because of weather last week. And we previewed a little bit last week. Austin Price touched on it a little bit on Thursday's show. And we're going to finish off our show talking about the decision of Ty Simpson coming up, what it would mean if he were to pick the underdog Vols. Spoiler, I don't think that's going to happen, but we will see. Crazier things have happened for sure. But my preview of Ty Simpson's announcement coming up in segment number 3. Again, subscribe, rate, review, and share Locked On Vols, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And as always, guys, I really appreciate you listening and engaging with me. It's been so much fun. Without further ado, let's get into it. Jim Rome Show, Thursday. Josh Heupel, Tennessee new head football coach, went on the Jim Rome Show and talked with Jim Rome about kind of his experience leaving Orlando, leaving UCF, coming to Knoxville, Tennessee, and kind of what's been going on in the meantime. He's been on the job for almost a month now, and he said some interesting stuff. First clip I want to play for you, this is Josh Heupel talking about, you know, early on meeting with the team, meeting with the current roster, the leaders of the team, and the players saying what they want in a new leader, what they want in a new coach, and kind of what they're hoping to start off, you know, with this fresh start, with this fresh new coaching regime. These are the things that the players are looking for right now. And here's Josh Heupel on those initial conversations with some of the Tennessee football players, the Tennessee leaders on that leadership council.
When I got here and just, you know, we had a conversation with our players in the team room, and then met with, you know, some of the leaders, and then had a bunch of just individual meetings with guys. You know, there's two things that kind of struck me, and the first thing that they wanted and felt like they needed was accountability. I think it's rare that a group of 18 to 22-year-olds, that's one of the first things out of their mouth. And the second thing that they wanted was connection. They wanted to spend time together, know each other, and have some fun inside of the building. And so it was important to me. You know, we actually had workouts that morning. Guys worked extremely hard and went through you know, agility station, and there's a buffer of time there where there's some dead time before they have to go to class. And, you know, so we had a little dodgeball tournament. I think it's important that your players have fun, and important that they get to know us as a staff outside of, you know, just the meeting room and inside the strength and conditioning inside the weight room. And it was just a good start to them getting to know us and us getting to know them.
So accountability and connection, and I echo what Josh Heupel said right there. It's kind of weird when you get 18 to 22-year-olds that are wanting someone to hold you accountable. That shows a real sign of maturity in my book, but a connection as well. I mean, I really did think that this team loved playing for Jeremy Pruitt. I think this team connected with Jeremy Pruitt. He was a player's coach. He was not really a fans coach per se, not really a media's coach per se, but he was a player's coach. Maybe not as much as I thought after kind of hearing those comments, but, you know, we'll have to see. It'll be interesting. Another comment that that I had here from Josh Heupel that I wanted to play is, you know, again, from the players. He talks about letting the players have fun and what they're doing and letting them be themselves, and that's what you're truly going to get the most out of your players when you allow them to do that. Here's Josh Heupel again on the Jim Rome Show.
Really important. I think you have to have fun. You're going to have to work really hard. You got to put a ton of time and energy into this game, but there's no reason that you can't have fun walking into this building with the guys that you love to be around. And then when you get a chance to go play on game day, you got to let your players go play. You recruit great players, you develop them, and then you let them go out there and enjoy the competitive arena that they're in, and let them go try to win and play free. And it's important to me that we do that. We got a staff that believes that as well, energetic, engaging, great teachers, and we're going to recruit great players and let them go play on game day, man.
Again, Josh Heupel discussing, players having fun at the end of the day, being themselves, and if you do that off the field, it will most likely translate on the field. And I really like what I've seen from this Tennessee football team so far this offseason, the last couple of weeks, really, under the Josh Heupel regime. Having fun in social media, especially from a professional account, it's always supposed to have fun, and you're not going to post stuff that's not fun and engaging. I get that. But, you know, seeing that dodgeball tournament that Josh Heupel referenced, a couple days ago, and that looked like a whole lot of fun, just killing a couple minutes, that looked like a whole lot of fun. And seeing it's almost like a ropes course type situation, not necessarily a ropes course, but, you had guys broken up in groups looking at 2x4s and trying to build something. I'm not sure what the heck they were doing, to be completely honest. And I didn't watch the clip all the way through, but you saw smiles, you saw laughter. I saw a lot of player social media engagement with that tweet and, tweets of their own. And so it looks like this team is bonding, and in a series of transition, in a series of a 3-7 season, everything going on right now when you don't even know the end result of what, could go down as a postseason ban, whatever's coming to the program, I think it's very important to have leadership, and I hope Tennessee's creating some of that right now, but to really have a team bond, and I think you're seeing that so far here the last couple of days, last couple of weeks, really. So that was good to see. So those are a couple of comments from Josh Heupel on the Jim Rome Show. I'm sure that audio is everywhere. Of course, I'm playing some of that audio here. Shout out Bobby Rader. Much obliged for recording that for me and sending it my way. And we're going to talk more about Jim Rome and Josh Heupel's conversation on yesterday's show. We're going to talk more about that coming up in segment number two, but a couple notes real quick. Tennessee football did officially announce the hiring of linebackers coach Brian Jean Mary. It's been reported on. He's been in Knoxville for about a week and a half now, about a week now, and he's been working, but Tennessee does make it official in hiring Brian Jean Mary after 1 year of Michigan. Being involved at USC, at Louisville, at Texas with Charlie Strong for the last 11 out of 12 years, something like that. Tennessee now has one spot left remaining. Believe it's going to be looking for an outside linebackers coach, but one more spot remaining on the defensive side of the football to finalize that coaching staff. Another note, Tennessee basketball has added a game to its schedule. We talked about the possibility of that happening because right now, prior to on Thursday, Tennessee's only regular season game left on the schedule was a trip down to Auburn, which is going to take place tomorrow at noon Eastern. So Tennessee is making up that game against Florida that it lost from earlier in the season. It will host Florida on, wait for it, Sunday. Tennessee will host Florida on Sunday, March the 7th. So from Saturday all the way until Sunday the next week, Tennessee will be off. So it'll be a time to rest and recover, but Tennessee wanted to get in that game against Florida. Initially, when the SEC announced the schedule, it left that weekend of the 6th and 7th of March open for rescheduled games, for makeup dates, and that is, of course, the weekend before the SEC tournament. So Tennessee will take on Florida March the 7th at Thompson Bowling Arena. It will be senior day for those seniors on this roster. More to come as we break down Josh Heupel's conversation on the Jim Rome Show. We'll talk more about that in segment number two. But before we get into that, I want to remind you guys that BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over right now. We're talking off-season football. And, of course, some spring football is actually happening right now at the lower levels. But the NBA, college basketball, the NHL, baseball just about to come back. All those sports are, you know, ramped up and ready to roll. Real-time, updated odds and props on almost anything you can possibly imagine. Let's look at that Saturday college slate. Of course, you have the Volunteers on the road on the Plains taking on Auburn. Michigan will be at Indiana. A nice one in Lone Star State. Texas against Texas Tech. Illinois looking to bounce back against Wisconsin. Arkansas hosting LSU. Oklahoma taking on Oklahoma State. You have Baylor and Kansas. That'll be a good one. Just a couple of the matchups on the slate for Saturday. Look at the NBA, the Friday night, tonight's landscape. You got the Celtics and the Pacers. You've got Memphis hosting the Clippers. You got the Hornets, the Warriors, the Lakers show hosting the Trailblazers. So much action to get on. You can do that at betonline.ag. BetOnline, you can head over to the website, use your mobile device, sign up today, receive your 50% off welcoming bonus on your first deposit. You've got to use that promo code Locked On. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. I want to welcome you back into segment number two of a Friday show, Locked On Vols. But today, on the Locked On Today podcast, it's a relationship between Russell Wilson and the Seahawks broken. Get more of the sports you need in less time with Locked On Today podcast. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get your podcast. That is a relationship that's a little strenuous right now on the NFL front, but back home in the SEC and in Knoxville, Tennessee, we're talking about a conversation Josh Heupel held with Jim Rome on the Jim Rome Show Thursday afternoon. Discussed some of the conversations that Heupel had initially with his players upon taking the job and about letting the guys have fun and trying to get that to translate over to the field when they decide to get comfortable and trusting in this coaching staff. But here in segment number two, Josh Heupel continues the conversation on with Jim Rome on Thursday, and the question was asked about the offense. What's the offense going to look like? Of course, it's tempo, tempo, tempo. Guys, we've spent all week long dissecting this offense by touching base and getting to know each assistant coach on the offensive end in offensive coordinator, tight ends coach Alex Golis and Joey Halsey, who we spoke with yesterday. You got Cody Burns, Jerry Mack, Glenn Ellerby, and so on and so forth. Here's the head coach, Josh Heupel, on what this offense is going to look like. But more importantly, you know, it keeps the same, you know, overall hierarchy, like goals and schematics. But each year, I don't want to say schematics, the same goal and the same mindset is in play each and every year. But a little bit about the schematics may change. Listen to Josh Heupel. He explains it a lot better than how I just tried to. He did that yesterday on the Jim Rome Show on his offense.
You're going to change from year to year in what you're doing. Our overall philosophy will not change as far as trying to apply pressure, playing with tempo, trying to create matchups to give opportunities for guys to go win. But you're going to change based on your personnel. And I think that's been true of, you know, when we were in Missouri and led this league in offense for 2 years, we had a certain style of who we were based on our personnel. Went to UCF. It changed subtly year to year, in particular with the different quarterbacks that we played with, but then our skill guys as well. You have to adjust and put your kids in a position of success. You know, first team meeting, I told our players, if we got three great tight ends, we'll play with three tight ends on the field. We'll play with five wideouts if that's our best personnel package. At the end of the day, our players are responsible to show that they're going to play at a championship level. They do that. It's our responsibility as coaches to find a way to put them in a position and get them on the football field to go be successful.
Josh Heupel on his offense, speaking on the Jim Rome Show Thursday afternoon. And the question again was asked following that, what's your message to recruits right now? It's a little bit of a weird time for Tennessee football. If I'm a prospect in high school right now, and I know not every prospect, I know not every teenager has the luxury that I had growing up, but I had two great parents who were smart, who raised me the right way, contrary to what some people might believe. But they raised me the right way. I had a good support staff around me. I had good coaches. I had good mentors. I was a lot luckier than a lot of kids, you know, growing up nowadays are. But nonetheless, if I'm a prospect sitting right now and Tennessee's coming and trying to Zoom with me and text me and call me, I'm being kind. I'm hearing him out. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, you know, why? Like, I have no clue if I go there right now, if I could go have a chance to win an SEC championship before my time is done, if I'll have a chance to go to a bowl game. I think all those would be on the table for a senior in high school right now. I really do. But still, you know, why? Especially if you're getting recruited as well by Florida, by Georgia, dare I say Alabama. You know, I mean, you know, why are you giving Tennessee the benefit of the doubt? So, you know, here's a little bit on that situation, but really just the overall message to recruits Josh Heupel has for these prospects right now. And this is what he said on the Jim Rome show yesterday.
The message to Tennessee football is that we're going to be the most aggressive team on the field every Saturday. That's offense, it's defense. It's the way we approach everything that we're doing inside of our building. But we're going to let those guys go play on Saturday. You know, Tim Banks comes from Penn State, top five in so many defensive categories, in particular causing havoc, sacks, turnovers. That's who and what we're going to be. You get a chance to recruit great players and then let them go do those things. And the same thing on the offensive side of the football. Going to spread people out, play with tempo, apply pressure to defenses, create one-on-one opportunities, and then allow our guys to go win. When you combine that approach philosophically on the football side of it, scheme-wise, and then combine that with an approach of doing it the right way and allowing our players to have fun during the process, I think it's going to be really enticing to recruits.
You know, whatever he's doing with prospects right now, it's working because, as you guys know, I contribute to the Tennessee Rivals site each and every week, VolQuest, and I got a couple of nice stories up there this week as well. I encourage you to go check that out, but you know, I talk to these guys each and every week, and you know, they're pumped. I mean, they really, really like Josh Heupel, really, really like Alex Golish, Joey Halsey, really, really big fans of the Hype House Zoom call. I've wrote about that a couple times this week, and you know, a lot of these recruits. I mean, yeah, sure, Zooms are the normal now, but you know, getting on a Zoom call with 40 other prospects, that's not normal. I've talked to 3 prospects this week, and all 3 of them said, hey, that was really cool. It gave me a sense of almost normalcy. It kind of gave a sense of having an in-person feel, because right now is the time when you'd be having these big-time junior days every weekend. You know, Tennessee back in 2020 before the coronavirus shutdown, I was over on campus just about every weekend in the month of January and February because Tennessee was hosting these big junior weekends where they talked to prospects and kind of where a lot of these guys initially got to know the coaching staff, came to campus for the first time. You know, that's not going on right now. So this Hype House Zoom call where Tennessee, you know, brought on about 40 to 45 of its top prospects in this 2022 class, a lot of that from in-state. You know, a lot of these guys are really, really big fans of that. And I can't blame them. I mean, that's pretty neat. And the way they went about it, too, you know, the more and more times I talk to these kids, they're saying, okay, so the coaches got up there, they played this music, kind of welcoming us in, getting us hyped up a little bit. They showed us all of our graphics, and I mean, that wasn't important to me back when I was growing up. Of course, didn't have all these cool edits back then. Guys, remember, I was in high school 10 years ago. I'm not that old. But nonetheless, back in my day, kids love these days. So Tennessee showed them all their edits and got them hyped up and everything. And then the coaching staff comes in and they introduce themselves one by one. And then Josh Heupel will hand it over to Tim Banks. And then Tim Banks would introduce Joey Halsey. And then Joey Halsey would introduce Willie Martinez and so on and so forth. And a lot of guys are eating that up, loving that. And so whatever Josh Heupel's doing, along with those Hype House Zoom calls that happened last Thursday night, just talking, connecting one-on-one with these guys, it's working. And, you know, that's good because Tennessee has fallen behind in the race a lot just simply because of the transition. And it's going to be important for Tennessee to make up ground to establish those relationships. So that's a little bit about Josh Heupel on, you know, what's his message to recruits and kind of the offense, how it adapts to the player and personnel year by year. And on that note as well, I should have mentioned this early. Now, he's exactly right. When he was at Missouri, he had Drew Locke, NFL quarterback, pocket passer that has a little bit of mobility. Goes down to UCF, has 2 different quarterbacks, and Dillon Gabriel and McKenzie. Both skilled, but both different. You got two different style of quarterbacks on campus right now. You have Caden Salter, you have Brian Maurer, you have Hendon Hooker, who are all very mobile. They can throw it as well, don't get me wrong, but all very mobile. And then you have Harrison Bailey, who is a gunslinger. He can run a little bit, but he's not really considered a dual threat quarterback. it'll be interesting to see, you know, which quarterback thrives in this offense and how the play calling can then translate and relate to that quarterback. It's a big spring's coming up, obviously, for many, many reasons, but you know, in preparation for the fall and deciding which quarterback it's going to be. And I like that answer there from Josh Heupel. So those were some conversations Josh Heupel had on the Jim Rome show. I know that a lot of you guys listening are not fans of Jim Rome. Can't really blame you. I'm not a big fan of Jim Rome either, but he is a legend in this industry and he gets on some of the greatest interviews. And so yesterday it was Tennessee head football coach Josh Heupel. All you Tri-City listeners right now, you heard it live on the Sports Monster yesterday at about 1:30. You guys listening right now, some of you guys might have caught the podcast on social media or maybe hearing these comments for the first time from Josh Heupel here on this podcast, and that's why I wanted to bring him to you right here. So anyway, that was Josh Heupel on the Jim Rome Show Thursday afternoon. Guys, coming up in segment number three, a big announcement in terms of recruiting happening today, 3 o'clock Eastern time, as a 4-star in-state quarterback will decide between Clemson, Alabama, and Tennessee. More on that in segment number three as you listen to Locked On Vols, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Before we finish off a Friday show, let me remind you that you can go behind the scenes of the game you love and get all the sides of the story with the Rejecting the Screen podcast. Each and every week, you have Noah Konslov and Adam Stanko. They get personal, interviewing players, coaches, media members, all the people who make the NBA what it is today. Subscribe to Rejecting the Screen podcast wherever you get your podcast. And segment number three, as we end this this work week, welcome you back into Locked On Vols, your team every day, at Locked On Vols at Twitter. I'm Eric Kane, your host, at underscore Kaner. A big-time decision coming up later this afternoon. And I'm gonna be completely frank with you guys. I'm a straight shooter. If you listen to me on the radio, if you follow me on social media, you guys will know that I pretty much call it like it is. I try not to be rude about it, but I'm never going to blow smoke up anybody's, well, you know. I will be very surprised if Ty Simpson commits to Tennessee later this afternoon. I'm not ruling it out. I think Tennessee's in this race, but I'll be very surprised. We heard from Austin Price, FallQuest.com, on Thursday's podcast, kind of giving his thoughts on Ty Simpson and the race between Clemson and Alabama and Tennessee, and kind of about what Ty Simpson is, who he is as a person, and some of the advice that Austin Price gave Ty Simpson long ago. But when it comes down to it, I do believe Ty Simpson, who is the son, is a coach's kid. His son, of course, his father, of course, Jason Simpson, who is the head coach of UT Martin. He's smart, okay? He's very, very smart. He's gifted. And he's brought up well and has a great mentor and a father who is a Division I head football coach. And I think that his father is going to be advising him to do the right thing. And what I believe that would be, in my opinion, would be take the safe route, go to a winning program when you know you're going to get coached very, very well, and put yourself in position to win a national championship and to go to the National Football League. Yeah, anywhere you play at the Division I landscape, especially at a Power 5 level, but don't hear me wrong, anywhere you play, you know, really collegiate football, they're going to find you, but the platform at the Division I level, man, if you can ball, you're going to get noticed, all right? But at the Power 5 level with the media, with the television, the radio, all, everything that's involved in that realm, you can go play for Vanderbilt, be 0-10, but, I mean, if you're a wide receiver and you are the lone bright spot of that team and you ball out, you're going to the league. I mean, that's just how it is. So I'm not saying that if Ty Simpson comes to Tennessee, he won't go to the league, because I do believe if Ty Simpson were to come to Tennessee, he would get coached very well and he would have a chance to ball out. But there's so much uncertainty about opportunities for bowl games, for SEC championships. I mean, this team was just 3-7, by the way. And, you know, Ty Simpson is just really getting to know Josh Heupel. And it's not a lie for trying. Josh Heupel, to his credit, is also pointed out, I mean, he has been hitting up Ty Simpson each and every day. All these coaches have, all these programs have. That's what you got to do, especially to the, you know, the number 23 player in the country that is Ty Simpson. Number 2 player in the state behind Walter Nolan, all right? Defensive lineman. He's the 3rd quarterback in the class of 2022, the number 23 prospect overall a four-star, 6'2", 185-pound pro-style quarterback out of Martin, Tennessee, who attends Westview High School. All that, that's his rival's profile, all right? You've got to do that to get the big fish, all right? And so Josh Heupel's been busting his tail, but the fact of the matter is Dabo Swinney, Nick Saban, I mean, they've been talking to Ty Simpson for years, and Josh Heupel simply has not. You couple that with being locked out of the postseason potentially for a couple seasons while you're here. We don't know right now, but potentially there's that because of the NCAA sanctions. We spoke about what we know and you know when we should know more, you know, earlier this week on some podcasts. If you missed it, go back and check Wednesday's segment 3. But we don't know right now. But we do know that if you go to Clemson or Alabama, you're going to be coached by the two best college football coaches, not only in the game right now, but in Nick Saban's case, probably the best to ever do it. And you'll have a chance to go to the playoffs and to win a national championship. I think the big head start for those other two programs helped as well. So if I were a betting man, which I am, bet online, I would not be betting on Tennessee. So that's just me. I'll be shocked. I'll be shocked, but that would be that. I'm fine to be wrong. I really am, and I'll be the first to admit it. If he commits to Tennessee, I will get up on this podcast Monday morning and I'll say, "Hey guys, I'll open the podcast up. My name is Eric Kane, and I was wrong." So for anything, just go and root for that. You know, tomorrow or later this evening, later this afternoon at 3 o'clock Eastern. But nonetheless, it'll be interesting, you know, and I do think Tennessee's in the running because, again, Tennessee, it's your home state, all right? You know, he's from, you know, a little bit west of Nashville, you know, on the west side of the state. Everywhere around him is Tennessee fans. His family, likely Tennessee fans. His friends, his classmates, his administration, his football coaches, all likely Tennessee fans, all right? They're all going to be there tomorrow in the auditorium at Westview High when he makes his announcement. But no matter where he chooses, you know, he's going to get the support of them. I've saw some things on social media. I know, social media, right? Everything's believable there where, you know, keep in mind, you know, Ty Simpson's surrounded by Tennessee fans and he's going to be surrounded by them when making his announcement. I saw that a couple of places. Listen, it don't matter. You know, it don't matter where he goes. He's going to get the full support of those who love him in that room. They're not in that room if they don't love him and, you know, not on board with him. And so, you know, that's not a thing. Ty Simpson's going to do what he believes is best for him. And really, of those three choices, you can't really go wrong. I think Clemson thinks that it's Alabama. I think Alabama thinks that it's Clemson. I think both of those schools think Tennessee's out of the race. I think Tennessee believes it's got a shot. And so it'll be interesting. We will see. But nonetheless, wherever Ty Simpson goes, boy, is that program going to get a heck of a ball player. As Austin pointed out in the interview on Thursday's podcast, segment number 2, if you missed it, he's got a strong arm, he's smart, he got some zip on the ball, he's got some accuracy, he has the ability to get out of the pocket, evade some pressure, use his legs. He kind of has to run for his life at Westview anyway because he never has a clean pocket. He can do it all. And so Ty Simpson would be quite the way to start off your tenure as head football coach at Tennessee. You talk about getting this fan base riled up. That would do it if Josh Heupel was able to pull off what I'm going to call a miracle because of everything going on if Ty Simpson were to commit to Tennessee. I think Jeremy Pruitt and staff were in really, really solid foundation with Ty Simpson. But, of course, that regime is gone now. So we will have to see. 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern time. It'll be in Martin, Tennessee at Westview High School. And, of course, you will see there'll probably be a live stream going on social media somewhere via Periscope, Twitter Live, Facebook Live. But, obviously, I'll be watching it, and I will tweet out his decision after he makes it. So here's to hoping he comes to Tennessee. I think that would be really, really cool, really, really neat, and you guys would be in for a heck of a quarterback for the next couple of years. But here's to seeing if he will choose Alabama, Clemson, or Tennessee. Guys, I appreciate it so much for hanging out. Today we spoke on the announcement coming up later this afternoon for Ty Simpson. We talked about the conversation between Josh Heupel and the Jim Rome Show yesterday, and Played some audio quotes there. But really, we concluded this week on talking about the staff miniseries on the offensive end. Tennessee, one spot to fill defensively, and we will do the same thing on the defensive side of the football. But it's been a fun show this week. It really has. We've gotten a lot done. We've been interactive on social media, and I could not have done it without you guys. So, as always, thank you so much. Y'all have a fantastic weekend. Stay active on social media. If you need me, if you have any comments, @_Caner. That reply, that quote tweet, those DMs are open. Y'all have a great weekend. Until Monday, we'll talk to you again here on Locked On Vols.